Hola, hello, ciao. You are listening to the Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub.
Hello and ciao, my cinematic sea cucumbers. This is day 30 of the Dogfish Days of Podcasting, where Outer Pod of Voices has been making waves all August long. You can catch the whole school in the mega feed at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. So, the movie Jaws turned 50 this year, and Landwalkers are celebrating by putting it back in theaters in 3D and IMAX. Because clearly, the best way to honor the movie that made half the world afraid to swim is to make the shark literally jump out of the screen at you. Cute. Let's talk about Bruce, the fake shark. That rubber beast broke down so often they nicknamed him Flaws. Half the terror of the film comes from not seeing him, which honestly is brilliant. Down here, we call that a Tuesday. You don't always see the shark, you just know. Cue John Williams. Da-dum, da-dum, instant goose fiends. There's a reason a group of sharks is called a shaver. And the lines, you're gonna need a bigger boat. Iconic, though for mermaids, the bigger boat is always the problem. Boats bring the nets, the hooks, and the let's chum the water and see what happens. If we had our way, that boat would have sprung a leak 10 minutes into the movie. Still, I'll give Spielberg credit. He made a fin breaking the surface scarier than any monster costume. And 50 years later, landwalkers still jump at shadows in the shallow end. Meanwhile, sharks... they're not monsters. They're apex predators doing their job. And let's not forget, the biggest great whites, they're female. That's right, ladies. We're not only running the reef, we're bigger than the boys. So go ahead, put on your silly glasses and watch Bruce lunge in 3D, clutching your overpriced popcorn. But remember, the only thing scarier than a shark fiend is forgetting that real sharks aren't villains. They're part of the ocean's balance. Honestly, after 50 years of scaring the world silly, sharks ought to be getting royalties. Stay salty and resist.
My name is Meme Del Mare, and this has been a Mermaid Minute.
If you like what you've heard, please visit patreon.com/bathtubmermaid. For just one clam or landwalker dollar a month, you can get me directly in your email. How cool is that? Also,
for show notes, contact information, and complete credits, visit bathtubmermaid.com. And remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.